imagine this, if you can, wrangling 71 kids on a trip to Austria. Wow, to Vienna, in fact. That's what Wendy Sillman is trying to do. She's the director of education for the Santa Rosa Symphony. And good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Pat.
This is quite the undertaking, trying to get 71 kids involved in the youth orchestra to a tour headed toward Vienna. How did they get the invitation?
It's a pretty exciting tour. We actually set up this tour, and they're going to three cities in Europe. They're going to the birthplace of Western classical music.
Yeah, Vienna, yeah. Pretty well known for that very fact. But 71 of them?
Yes, that's our whole orchestra. That's the top level of our five different orchestras with the Santa Rosa Symphony. And these are all young people who are dedicated to becoming musicians of one sort or another, whether or not they become professional musicians. They may be just music appreciators.
Yeah, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
sure
a heck
is.
Of a start.
Right.
So obviously getting those kids to Vienna is a big undertaking in itself. That's going to cost a lot of money.
It does cost a lot of money. The kids have to come up with a portion of it, and then we want every one of our kids to go.
Yeah, that's great. That'd be great.
We have to raise scholarship funds to make sure that that happens.
And one of the ways, there must be several ways, Wendy, that you're trying to do this, but one of the ways is by holding an evening in Vienna, and that's coming up tomorrow night, right?
It is. We are going to have a big celebration, a lot of fun, a lot of dessert. And dancing,
nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
All taking place at Schoen Farm
right. Tomorrow
night. And one of the things that is really unique about this event is not only where it's being held and why it's being held, but some of the items up for auction I found particularly unique. In fact, I saw some musical instruments that didn't look like regular musical instruments.
That is true. This is a painted violin event. We have taken all of our instruments that were too damaged to repair. So there are 26 violins, a cello, and a bass that we have invited very well-known local Sonoma County artists to decorate, and they are gorgeous. They
yeah.
are now beautiful works of art.
I saw one that has a beautiful painting of the Round Barn
yes.
on it, among other things. So, yeah. You know, once in a while you'll go to an event, Wendy, and you'll have, you know, different kinds of purses or something like that up for grabs. This is pretty unique.
It is, and it's really going to be fun. In addition to the painted violins, we have amazing desserts that were donated by
those
local
painted,
bakeries.
Those aren't painted, right? Yeah.
No, but they're decorated.
They're very decorated, yeah, just in a different kind of way. So, yeah, nothing wrong with a dessert event. Are there still tickets available?
There are tickets available. You can go to our website or to the Santa Rosa Symphony League.org. We are doing this in connection with the Santa Rosa Symphony League.
And the trip is scheduled for?
June 19th through the 28th.
Oh, that's a short period of time from now.
Right.
So I assume the fundraising efforts have already begun prior to Saturday night's
They
event.
Have, but this is the biggest
this
one.
This is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's going to be a beautiful thing, I think. And it's hard to imagine the, you know, experience of 71 kids spending so much time in Vienna and two other stops.
Yes, they're going to perform in Vienna, in Salzburg at the Mozarteum,
wow.
which is one of the world-class concert halls, and in Budapest.
Who's chaperoning? That's what I want to know.
Right. Yes, we do have parent chaperones coming along with us.
Man.
And I get to go.
You get to go, too.
Yes.
Oh, boy, there's going to be a lot of wrangling going on in between performances. That's for sure. But it really, I mean, how many kids ever get to experience something like this all together, all unified by the same interest and talent?
That is so true. Yeah. And we are really excited about it. We're looking forward to having every one of our kids get on that plane. So we hope people will come to this fundraiser and help them do that.
You might need to reserve an entire plane for this group. It is the Youth Orchestra Tour this summer. And again, the event is tomorrow at Schoen Farms. And do you need an advance ticket to get in?
No, you can get tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door. What time is the event?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tomorrow night at Schoen Farm, an evening in Vienna. I think it's going to be a record breaker in terms of raising money for these kids to get to go.
Well, thank you so much for letting me tell everybody about this, because I think it's going to be an incredible event.
No question mm-hmm. about it. And do me a favor, after the trip this summer, I want you to come back and tell me all about it, okay?
Oh, I'd be delighted to do that.
There are going to be at least 71 different stories about what happened in Vienna and beyond. Wendy, congratulations in advance. I know you're going to make it.
Thanks, Pat.
All right. Wendy is the Director of Education for the Santa Rosa Symphony. Going to be a lot of excited and happy kids and performing in Vienna and Salzburg. Can you imagine? Wow.